AP News for this Sunday, May 7th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Two tragedies striking in Texas in less than 24 hours. Seven dead in a vehicular accident and eight killed in a shooting rampage outside a shopping mall in Allen. Our Julie Walker reports.
Terrified shoppers fled in panic after the gunman opened fire at Allen Premium Outlets. Police Chief Brian Harvey says an officer was already there on an unrelated call.
He heard gunshots. Located the gunshot, located the shooter, neutralized the shooter.
Audio courtesy WFAA. Video shows the gunman getting out of a car, shooting at people on the sidewalk.
This witness was inside the mall.
Out of nowhere, heard about like 10 pops go off.
On Fox News Sunday, Governor Greg Abbott says he might consider some gun control legislation.
Laws that we're working on right now to get guns out of the hands of dangerous criminals.
President Biden has just issued a statement calling on Congress to enact a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Meanwhile, in Brownsville, Texas, a driver is in custody after running a red light and jumping a curb, striking more than a dozen people outside a migrant shelter.
We don't know if all of them were immigrants or not, but we can confirm that there were some immigrants within the deceased and the injured.
Police spokesman Martin Sandoval on KRGV. The Arab League has voted to reinstate Syria, ending a 12-year suspension. New concerns about safety at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, with renewed fighting in that area. PETA's calling for big changes in horse racing after a seventh horse died at Churchill Downs this weekend. Vice President Kathy Guillermo says injured horses get too many painkillers.
They don't look injured. They don't feel injured. And yet when they go out on the track, this is often the result.
This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden in London for the coronation took part in a high-profile luncheon with Europe's elite.
First Lady Jill Biden attends a coronation lunch party at London's Downing Street, where she met the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his wife. The First Lady was accompanied by her granddaughter Finnegan Biden and chatted to various guests at the lunch. Jill Biden has told the Associated Press it was just amazing to be able to witness the coronation of Britain's King Charles III. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm grateful to fight beside my friends.
Incinerate them.
Guardian of the Galaxy's Volume 3 is the top movie at the box office this weekend, with a $114 million North American opening. The movie says goodbye to some of the space misfits in the superhero genre. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.